Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of Dil To Podcast. My name's Amreen.
My name is Shweta.
And we are in the year of 2020. What a crazy year it has been, eh?
It really has.
Yes.
This is called the underrated series. Mm-hmm. So basically in this series, what we are going to do is we're going to talk about actors and actresses that we feel are underrated and that we feel that, you know, they didn't get the due that they deserved.
Ooh, very interesting.
Yeah, and there's going to be times when, you know, Amreen and I agree and sometimes that we don't agree. So we're going to have a discussion and we're going to let you guys figure out what do you think about these actors and actresses. So do let us know what you think. And if we changed your opinion, we would really love to hear about it.
On this week's episode, we're going to be discussing an actor that has been in the news a lot lately, but it's not due to any of his films. Okay. You were like, okay, maybe he's done like a hit web series or, you know, but no.
If you don't know who we're talking about, just go on and open your Twitter. Basically find out about who we're talking about because he's pretty on there and very active and it's pretty trending.
But I think we should also mention that he is quite an accomplished actor. Yeah. Whatever role he has been given, he does it with complete competence and very convincingly. I mean, what do you feel about him?
Well, when I first saw him on screen years ago, I really liked his screen presence. Mm-hmm. And once we obviously tell you guys who we're talking about, I'm sure most of you guys will agree. And those who probably won't agree, well, after listening to this podcast, we will tell you why this actor is definitely one of the most underrated actors we have in the industry.
So basically what we feel is he is in the news for important things right now, but he did not get his due when it comes to acting, which is his profession. And he has not done a bad job even once. Any of the films that I've seen of his, whatever character he's been given, he has done justice to that character, but nobody seemed to care before COVID-19.
So this week's actor that we're going to discuss is none other than Sonu Sood.
So right off the bat, many of you know that Sonu Sood has been in the news in 2020 because of his humanitarian efforts that he has been displaying due to the COVID-19 pandemic in India. We will discuss a lot more about this after we discuss his filmography, but it almost feels like every other day there's some kind of breaking news, there's some kind of new initiatives he's taking part in, and it's crazy keeping up with all of it. But we will try during this podcast, we will give you as much insight as we can in his humanitarian work as well while discussing his filmography.
So, I don't think many of you know, I did not know this, that Sonu Sood made his debut in 1999 in a Tamil film. I'm going to let Amreen pronounce the Tamil film because I don't want to butcher the name.
Okay, so he started in a Tamil film called Kalingar and then followed by another one called Nenjinil.
So, I mean, before he got into the Hindi cinema, he had made his debut in several other industries. Yeah. And I think I think
right away, right off the bat, he got some interesting different roles. Although obviously it's not Bollywood, but the South industry is pretty big too. So I think for like, just to start off his career, he got like interesting and different roles. So that kind of like, you know, brought his foot into the door.
Yeah, at least he got in somewhere, right? Because it's notable that he's not from a film family. He has no filmy connections. And I think what's important here is that he tried different things and he got through. And the thing is, I didn't know he was working from 1999. I mean, the first time I even saw him or heard of him was in Aashiq Banaye Aapne.
Yeah.
But before that, he had made his debut with Shaheed-e-Azam.
Aha. So this movie is, I believe, is about Bhagat Singh, right?
Yeah. And it came out in 2002 when, you know, remember when there was this, everyone was coming out with a Bhagat Singh film?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think there was a Bobby Deol one, there was an Ajay Devgan one. And there was a Sonu Sood one.
Wow. And he was playing the title character, I believe.
Yeah, and I never heard of it. I didn't even know. I just thought there were two. I don't think it did too well because clearly no one knows about it. But that's okay. Yeah. I'm sure he did an amazing job because this is Sonu Sood. Whatever role he's done very well. Even in Aashiq Banaye Aapne, which Aashiq Banaye. Was was kind of in the moment felt like a B grade, I would say, film.
सब कुछ तेरी खसी के आगे आंखों की ये नमी तेरे गम ये सभी.
I just know I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's because Imran Hashmi was in it. And we all know that Imran Hashmi, if Imran Hashmi's in the movie, you would have to be careful watching it with family. And
yeah. Next one, this is the one where I realized he was a good actor. Jola Akbar. And he's playing the prince with conviction. He was kind of the one of the issues in the film, or one of the points of contention between Jodha, yes, and Akbar. He was really good. I mean, I really liked him, especially my mother. She asked me about him, who he is, and I had to do research and stuff. He played Prince Sujamal, and he was like Jodha, Princess Jodha's Mughal-e Bhai or something. Mughal-e Bhai, yeah. And he was so good. This is the second time I saw him. I was like, who is this guy? He looks good, tall, dark, handsome, good looking, you know?
Yeah.
Ki Jalaluddin Muhammad ne उसे धर्म परिवर्तन के लिए मजबूर नहीं किया, उल्टे उसने जोधा के लिए हरम एक मंदिर भी बनवा दिया।
No, I think, and so I think getting a massive film like that was very interesting, and I'm sure it was pretty challenging and exciting for him at that time.
I mean, on that note, Sonu Sood, this is also breaking news. Sonu Sood has been declared the hottest vegetarian of the year by PETA India, and he shares a glimpse of his trophy.
But Shweta, we were talking about Jodha Akbar.
No, it's okay. It's okay. The hottest vegetarian is Sonu Sood.
Okay.
PETA India, come on.
Wow, okay. Okay, yeah. Good to know. Fun fact. Okay.
Moving
on. Even Jodha Akbar was directed by Ashutosh Gowarikar, and we all know how he's big on actors and really good quality cinema. So yeah, him selecting Sonu Sood, who played a very important role in the film, who kind of
a short one but a very important one.
हाँ भेजा था, क्योंकि आप ऐसा नहीं कर सकते. यदि आप सच्चे योद्धा हैं, तो जलालुद्दीन का सामना रणभूमि में कीजिए, ना किस तरह षड्यंत्र रचकर.
So he has this presence that you cannot deny. And then comes along Singh is King, where for the most part he was on a wheelchair.
Yo, he brought comedy into life in that movie, okay?
It was pretty funny. He was pretty funny. Even on the wheelchair, not being loud speaking, he was hilarious.
Yeah.
Remember that scene where he's dressed like the Baba?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. Singh is the King. Check the record.
Yeah, and he was convincing as a gunda or a don, I should say, in Australia, who can't go back home because, he's gone too far in the dark path and all of that.
Yeah.
And he comes around, and I was convinced that these guys are bad. They're evil, and they slowly start turning around and changing.
काम करता है उसी का बड़ा नाम होता है भाई और डॉन के ऊपर किंग होता है.
And I think I even read in one of his interviews that obviously screen time of a character that he chooses does matter to him, but then he also looks at the overall packaging of the film and what the character does and how important the role is. So even if it's like a 10-minute role, as long as it gives the impact, he focuses more on that, and that's how he kind of chooses his role. So Singh is King is another example of that.
Yeah, and the thing is, I feel that with an actor like Akshay Kumar, you know, trying to be the person that is kind of standing up to him in opposition, it's not easy, especially with someone who's a veteran actor like Akshay. So he stood there, he had his own, and I think he was quite effective in front of Akshay too.
Yeah.
So this is the making of a really good actor coming out, because he follows through with many more intense roles and starts to make his way into negative characters. Because the next Hindi film that he did, okay, Ek Vivah Aisa Bhi comes in the middle.
Yo, I need to talk about his favorite film. It is one of my favorite films, actually. It's from the Bhartaja family. Obviously, this also gave him an opportunity to kind of seek in a role which is completely different or what he has done earlier. It's a typical family drama, but his role was very interesting. He plays a music teacher.
Competition mein ghazal hi gaenge.
Folk.
Ghazal.
Folk.
And basically, it's a love story between the two main characters, how they fall in love, but they can't get married due to a conflict. I don't remember.
The conflict, which Amreen does not recall, but apparently the conflict was very conflictful.
Shaadi ki meri koi izzat nahi. Main to bas tumhare sankharsh ke ek ek kadam ka sakshi banna chahta hu.
And his character's name is Prem too, guys.
Of course it is.
Prem bahut acha ladka hai. Wo tera bahut dur tak saath dega.
So he comes back again after 4 years with a solo film. Again, big banner. His co-stars, Isha Koppiyakar, who was doing mediocre okay films back in that time as well.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my mom and I watched the film and we were just like, wow, who is this Sonu Sood? I mean, we obviously knew who he was, but we were just like, it kind of like re-reminded us of, oh, okay. So we really liked his acting in that, and the chemistry between him and Isha Koppiyakar was amazing, yo.
That's really cool. Because I would never imagine that pairing. I wonder why. Maybe did Salman reject this film?
No, I don't think the movie actually went to Salman.
Even went to Salman? Mere sawalon ka jawab do. But yeah, I didn't even know about this film, actually, that he was in a Barjatia film.
Yeah,
I had no idea. And it's very interesting for the Barjatias to, you know, take Sonu Sood as opposed to their poster boy, Salman Khan.
Exactly. And then what else? What came after that?
So this is when he starts his foray into negative roles, or like you'd say the antagonist, with Dabang.
So,
Dabang was huge. I don't know why, because personally, I did not like the film. The only thing I liked in Dabang was Sonu Sood. The kanun ke haath aur Chedi Singh ki laat, dono bahut lambi hain, bhai. So he was like, I don't know, he looked really good. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, there was this time when the villains used to look odd or weird or old. Or you remember in the 90s when the villains would put a mole on his face, or they would give him a weird wig, or he would have hair coming out of his ears. And now you have like this like, you know, the villain has a six-pack.
The
villain is tall, handsome.
Is handsome. And like sometimes low-key you're just like, oh, he's a villain. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's okay. Like, let him. Like, I remember even watching this in the theater. There were times where literally people were cheering for Sonu Sood when there was a joke Sonu Sood and Salman Khan. Naam bahut sune hum tumhara. Dhanyawad.
Hey, Chotu, photo le photo. Bhaiya Jishmai. Exactly. You know why? Because okay, honestly, my opinion, if I had to pick between Salman and Sonu Sood, who cares if a guy murdered people? You know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, he was a very effective villain. Like, his dialogue delivery, his presence, his eyes speak a lot when he's doing like a villainous character, and you get scared of him. Like, you don't want to mess with him, and you're like, you kind of look at the hero and you're like, yo, I don't know if you can take him on.
Exactly.
Especially if the hero is Salman Khan. But you see, Dabang was like a game changer even for Salman. Hum tumhe itne chhed karenge ki confuse ho jaoge. I know Wanted was there, but Dabang also catapulted him. And I feel, Amreen and I were discussing this, if the villain has to be very strong and effective for the hero to look good.
Correct.
If your villain is not, if your villain is not posing a big enough threat to you, you don't look good as a hero.
Absolutely.
So the stronger the villain, the better the hero looks. So I think Sonu Sood even helped a lot with bringing up Salman in that film, because although there was a lot going on, Sonu Sood was like the main point of focus, and you were like, Salman, I don't know, man, don't even try.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Amreen, I'm so sorry. I know I keep interrupting you, but here's the thing. I have another piece of breaking news. Megastar Chiranjeevi refused to hit Sonu Sood during a fight sequence in Acharya. He's not going to do it. Why? Why, Amreen? Is it because he thinks he's going to hurt the masses? Does he think ki agar usne Sonu Sood ko mara to usko log marne aa jayenge?
Yeah, so, and I think agar ye Sonu Sood ko mara, if he hits Sonu Sood, then there won't be a messiah.
Okay, sorry about that. Let's go back to the topic at hand.
and I believe he was also nominated to be the best actor in a negative role.
From Dabang.
In IFA that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
the Apsara Awards.
And the Apsara Award. Did he win it?
I think he won the Apsara
Award. And he did win it. So this was his first major award, you can say. That kind of gave him a boost and confidence overall. And people also started to like him and notice him. In Hindi, I should say, actually, that this guy can act and he's not just a looker.
Yeah. Or for people like me, they notice that he is a looker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Or the other way around.
Then comes Buddha Hoga Tera Baap, which I saw in theaters.
Okay.
Amitabh Bachchan is in this.
So, ye jo tera face hai, iski history badal dunga main.
History nahi, geography.
Subject mat change kar yaar.
Hema Malini is in this. And Sonal Chauhan opposite Sonu Sood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I remember. The thing is, I remember most of it. I remember Sonu Sood is a police officer who has to arrest Amitabh Bachchan, who is some con artist or something like that.
Yeah.
Samne itni goli marunga tere ko.
Ita samne kyun aaunga, stupid.
And I was looking at Sonu Sood and I was like, you are able to go head on head with Amitabh Bachchan.
Kya na teri age aur teri baatein match nahi karti.
Really?
And that is even if you're many films old, that is a big thing to be able to.
It is a very big thing. Actually, I read a couple of articles when Sonu Sood actually came out. A lot of people actually compared his voice, especially to Amitabh Bachchan's. I think one of the most strongest points of Sonu Sood is his voice.
Because they're both tall, they're both a little, you know, samle or like on like the weedish complexion. So tall, dark, and handsome, you would say.
Yeah.
And the voice. I think that that happened early on and people even started kind of, like critics would say like he could be the next Amitabh Bachchan. I remember reading that and hearing that.
Exactly.
We all hoped for that. And I mean, it's never too late because he did do a bunch of really good films and he's tried his hand at so many different types. I mean, here we have a Barjatia film, we have Ashutosh Gavadekar, at the same time we have a Salman Khan out and out like entertainer.
Yeah.
So he's tried many different things and Buddha Hoga Tera Baap did not work out. But I think that the experience of that film was probably way more valuable to him than any box office numbers anyway.
True. So I think for a guy like him, starting off from the South industry, moving his way up around the basically around Bollywood, and then still kind of able to balance the different industries and playing different characters, I think not a lot of actors can do that.
Yeah. They leave one or the other. And the thing is, consistently, Sonu Sood has been present in all three industries, whether it's Telugu, Tamil, or Hindi.
Yeah.
And you know, and then you know what happens? A lot of the times, people go to the South to make it into the North. Once they're into the North, they're done.
Yeah.
With the South. And the thing is, being a North Indian, we could expect that from him. But he did not leave his roots, you can say.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know how we were talking about his negative roles? He never became repetitive in the sense that, you know, a lot of the times when the villains are, when a certain actor is only playing a villainous role, you kind of, they use the same things over and over again, or their dialogue delivery is the same.
Yeah.
Or the way they carry themselves is the same. But I feel like Sonu Sood, every film that he has done a negative role in, he brings a different shade to it. He makes sure it's not the same as the last guy. Yeah. And there's something always different about this character, whether it's like the way he carries himself, what he wears, the dialogue delivery. It's never like, oh, woh hi kar raha hai, ye to woh hi karta hai. You know, like when people say, he can only do this.
Like Shah Rukh.
Speaking of Shah Rukh, his next film is my favoriteest film ever. Okay, no, it's not my favoriteest, but Amreen hates this film. I don't understand why. I'm okay with this film. I'm okay. I can watch it. Again and again.
Directed by Farah Khan, starring another multi-star, Shah Rukh Khan, Abhishek Bachchan.
Yeah, what's his name?
Vivan Shah.
Then the one and only Deepika Padukone.
Oh yeah, Deepika. Oh my god.
And don't forget the Bindas Biru of Jackie Shroff.
Jackie Shroff. Interesting too, like to see him again. Well, this is another ensemble cast, and I think when he signed Happy New Year, I was like, wow, he's working with Shah Rukh. Like,
yeah,
Salman is Czech, and now it's like the next Khan, right?
Yeah,
and then Farah Khan just came out. Well, Home Shanti Om was a big hit, and then obviously Teesma Khan happened, which we all want to forget. And then here she is, filming with Shah Rukh again. So everyone's obviously excited. Ensemble star cast shot in Dubai.
Yeah,
but that's favorite country.
Okay, here's the thing. I felt okay, every role that was done in this movie, okay, maybe Abhishek ka role Abhishek ko suit karta hai, or he did it well, right? And Boman Irani, of course. Then we have Anupam Kher. I felt ki Sonu Sood ka role underutilized him, and anybody with a body could have done it.
Hey, dakarna ban ka dirty pig.
I told you, bevade ko mat lao.
There's nothing special. Like, no Sonu Sood factor came in. Like, you know, this guy's known for his dialogue delivery. He's known for having that presence. I know he tried comedy now. Like, he put his foot into comedy.
It's all your fault.
What? My fault? Tu kai ko aaye bevade party mein?
Ye bakwas band kar.
But I mean, they should have used him more. Like, he's more talented than that character. You know, I even feel this is just me throwing an idea out. He should have been secretly working for Jackie Shroff or Jackie Shroff's like mole or something like that. Because if you give him a little bit of characterization, he would have done so well. That character was very one-dimensional. Let's go dance. Let's go get them a diamond.
Yeah, he continues. His filmography grows.
We're going to skip a bit of he did Tamil and Telugu films in the middle. He also came as a producer in Tutak Tutak Tutia, which I have not seen.
Yeah.
So he also did a film called Kung Fu Yoga.
Yeah.
Which is an international film shot in Mandarin, Hindi, and English, starring Jackie Chan.
Exactly. I think that's an amazing big thing.
That's an accomplishment in itself. I don't know. Has there been any Indian actors who, like, other than Disha Patani, who was also in the film? Yeah. Anybody else, I don't know, has gotten that feat or has been able to star with Jackie Chan? That's a very big deal. And kind of put him into the international market.
Absolutely, yeah.
You never know. People in China,
they know who he is.
Yeah.
So there's a dance performance with Jackie Chan and Sonu Sood in the film. Choreographed by Farah Khan. And it was actually good.
So after this, we have Pultan. And we have Simba. And I want to talk about Simba. Because I think that was his last Hindi film that has come out. And Simba had a lot of hype because it was a Rohit Shetty film. We had Ranveer Singh coming out into the cop universe. A lot of people were like, okay, let's see kya hota. And Simba became huge, right? Simba was pretty big for both Rohit Shetty and Ranveer Singh. We also learned about Ranveer Singh that he can do these type of films and can kind of do a comedic-ish role. And Sonu Sood was the villain or the antagonist in the film. And he was really, really good.
He had one of the most best dialogues in the film. His look in the film was just top class. It was amazing.
Yeah. And he looked so good in that kurta. Like every time he was in like a kurta pajama, I'm like, you know.
Exactly, like Ranveer move over kind of thing.
Exactly, Ranveer looked stupid in front of him.
His scenes, if you see when he's with Ranveer Singh, Sonu Sood is definitely overpowering Ranveer.
Yeah.
Dialogue, his look, his demeanor, everything's just amazing.
But you know what I really liked about Simba? How the villain had a family. He's respectful of his mother. He's scared of, like, he doesn't want certain things discussed in front of her and all that stuff. So, like, it's kind of like a villain that you're also secretly rooting for. His mother shouldn't find out what he's been doing.
Exactly.
Bichari, you know? And that is, again, his acting and the way he portrayed the character. So I think Simba was another feather in his cap. So what went wrong or what happened that he did not get his due? Because I feel before COVID, before this whole fame that he got for being a humanitarian, which is a very good thing, he wasn't really...
I think he never got the opportunity, right? Like, even if you go through his filmography on Hindi cinema, I don't think he had got even the opportunity except for these two films that we just mentioned. And what do you think? Do you think looks can play a part of why audiences are not able to, like, connect with him as a hero?
Yeah, I feel like... Obviously, he's got the talent, and he is a conventionally good-looking... I mean, I don't know if he's conventionally good-looking or he just is good-looking, but I think you're right about the physicality. There's something about his eyes or maybe the way his face is structured that he's able to play that stern
and
villain better than the loving boy who, you know, ladki ko dekha, he's stalking her, gaane ga rahe hain, field mein. I know that stuff is kind of obsolete now, but in the 2000s, you still could have done that. It was still kind of happening. But he never got the opportunity to do that.
He was never
considered or even put in like the top 10 of Bollywood, where I think he deserves to be.
Yeah.
You know, what happened? And there are many factors here that we could discuss. One is very apparent and in our face right now, the fact that he perhaps is typecast.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty apparent, the way he started his career and then he got into the more villainous and supporting roles. And I think he became comfortable in that, and we also became comfortable as audiences. So he kind of stayed in that.
But another factor that could lend to him being in negative roles is the fact that he has had not many solo hits. Although the Hindi film hero started changing around the time Sonu Sood came, I feel that he conventionally, there's something about him as a villain. He shows more charisma. He has more screen presence than as a hero. You know, even in Aashiq Banaya Aapne, his presence was there, but only when the negative started, when the negativity of his character started coming out, the negative shades, all of a sudden I noticed him more. I was looking at him more. I was like, isko dekho, like, I want to watch him now. Yeah. And I feel, you know, that out and out good guy and all that. I know these days shades of gray are there even for the hero. Imagine him in a traditional hero role. Imagine him as a villain. As soon as you see him as a villain, the hero is washed out of your memory.
Yeah.
I feel like that for him. I feel that he, maybe it's the way he's able to do villainous roles. Maybe he's made for that. You know, because a lot of the times the hero has less dimensions than the villain. And playing the villain is usually harder than playing the hero. I mean, if you go and get even a Padmavat, if you have a Shahid Kapoor, uska ye honor, maryada and all that, you know, that's one aspect. He's a good guy. चिंता को तलवार की नोक पे रखे वो राजपूत रेत की नाव लेकर समंदर से शर्त लगाए वो राजपूत और जिसका सर कटे फिर भी धड़ दुश्मन से लड़ता रहे वो राजपूत. And then you have Ranveer Singh playing Khilji, and all of a sudden usme you see his acting.
Sultan banne ke liye gardan aur irade dono mazboot hone chahiye.
Shahid Kapoor, although he acted well, no one's going to notice his acting in front of Khilji, in front of Ranveer Singh.
Try to experiment what else he can play with the shades of gray.
Yeah, and I really hope he does do that. Because, I mean, the thing is, his successes have been in multi-stars.
Yeah.
And I feel that Sonu Sood is an actor that deserves his own success. So I feel that sometimes the villains, especially the villains now, they bring out a lot more to the screen and to the film than the heroes. Now that the heroes have started getting shades of gray, even the heroes are able to show their different aspects.
I was just going to say that I think this is a really good time for Sonu Sood, him to kind of experiment and kind of just come out of being a villain, out and out villain, and try to experiment what else he can play with the shades of gray.
So Sonu, you know, he's never been regarded as a bad actor or someone who, you know, cannot deliver.
Right.
But regardless of that, we think that he has not gotten his due. He hasn't gotten the fan following or the appreciation that he should be getting for the caliber of work that he's been delivering. But because of 2020 and everything that's happened that none of us could have predicted, Sonu Sood is really up there in the news. Everyone's talking about him. Everyone's congratulating him.
Yeah.
Everyone's following his work.
Yeah.
And just to give you guys a little bit of background, this all started when he arranged for the migrant workers to be able to get home at the beginning of the pandemic. When the lockdown happened, they were stranded. Yeah. They had no way to get home. In comes Sonu Sood with his bus service.
Yeah. I think he played a very big role. And like you said, he wasn't, he was kind of out of the picture. And I think Bollywood was on a pause during the COVID time. And I think he was one of the few people who made it to the headlines in a good way.
Yeah.
Sonu Sood played a very positive role, and it was so cool to see him being the Messiah.
Yeah, foreshadowing, he's the Messiah, you know, of the pandemic in India.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just talk about a little bit of the things that he accomplished during this pandemic. Okay, the first thing was getting the migrant workers home, which is a very huge thing. They had no way of getting home.
Yeah.
To their families, food. He got tractors for farmers. He opened up a scholarship in the name of his mother for students, specifically who want to become doctors. And he's been providing surgeries for sick people. And this is all happening primarily through Twitter or his helpline that he started. So what happens is you tweet Sonu Sood with your problem. he tweets you back and says, it's done. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what yeah, it is.
And he has his catchy phrases, right? It's like, consider it done with a check mark, or he goes, Mahuna.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So it's like, it's something pretty cool and interesting.
It's amazing because it's kind of like, you know how social media gives access to fans to their idols and all that? This is like a different take on it, where they can approach their idol or somebody in a position of power so easily and just be like, listen, I need help. I need money. I need to get the surgery done. And it's not like he's asking any questions or anything. It's just, consider it done. Like, it's like he's getting, okay, Marina and I went pretty far back in his Twitter, and we saw that like people would tweet him, say November 24th, November 25th, his answer would be that your surgery has been scheduled for the upcoming week. So there's
really
on top of his stuff. Yeah. How did he do it? How did he coordinate it? We don't know, but the surgery's happened, because you would see people tweeting him back or sending pictures or sending medical reports. So it's not like, you know, there is an argument that when somebody does humanitarian work and it's out there, a lot of people say when you do humanitarian work, don't publicize it, which I totally understand. But I guess in this case, a lot of people were like, you know, the whole Mehuna, or the I am a Messiah, or I'm no Messiah. It's kind of like,
no Messiah,
it's hinting at like self-importance. We're not taking away from what he does. We're not taking away from that. Disclaimer. Because this is not what we are feeling. This is what we've heard a few people say, that, you know, itna publicize karke kya fayda. But the other thing is, publicize karke he can reach the masses.
Reach the masses.
How can these people get the help that they need unless they know that there's this service out there, and that they know that something is being done?
So I think it was very commendable, especially at this period of time where everyone is in a very stagnant phase of life, and like you said, these are like the lower middle class people who really need help, in which the government is not being the greatest support to them right now. So Sonu Sood is like Batman.
He is like a superhero. So there's like pictures of him. People do artwork of him with the Batman costume. Recently, this is breaking news from a few weeks ago. There's been a temple that was inaugurated in his name.
Yeah, I think he has helped a lot of people in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. So now there's a temple based on him.
Yeah,
and they literally have his murti and stuff, right?
Yeah, although I think the skin color is a little off, because he's like white. Okay, that's okay. We won't get into colorism in this podcast. But so there's a temple. There's crazy stuff happening. Put very simply, people are losing it. And he's getting way more film offers, you know?
Yeah.
People in Bollywood who perhaps did not give him the time of day are now realizing that he's a force to be reckoned with because of, you know, all of the love that he's been getting. He's like the actor of the masses right now, and he's like the person, nobody has anything bad to say about him.
No, I'm saying that, and it's so interesting that I read a recent interview, and he's saying that he's actually getting roles of the main lead in which in all these years he struggled to get, just because of this kind of work that he's doing. And that's so interesting, right?
Like, that is very interesting. It's like he's the same actor.
Yeah.
He's the same caliber. And he always had the caliber to play the lead.
Yeah.
But Amreen and I really feel he has a career path, or like a life that actually has not been seen in Bollywood before. Like, there's not been an actor that has been a good actor, and then all of a sudden, because of what he's been doing for the community, he's like at the forefront.
Exactly.
And now he is the in thing. You know? And we also wanted to say that it's not just he's not just helping the migrant workers. Breaking news. Today an article came out where Amit Saad said that he got his first break because of Sonu Sood. So not only is he helping out the masses of India, he's also helping out his fellow actors in Bollywood.
He's like the Robin Hood. Yo, isko paisa kitna kaisa aata?
That's what Amreen and I also on the side we were wondering. But then Amreen said that he's done so many films in the South.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe he's got savings.
Or maybe literally, like one person tweets him that, oh, I need money for a student loan. Next day, so and so just gets the deposit into their bank account. And I'm just like, Shweta, what are you doing?
But if so can pay back my student loan. No, I feel bad. I feel bad. It's
okay.
We'll get Shahrukh to pay off my student loan.
किसका है ये तुमको इंतजार में होना.
But yo, so we were thinking that, okay, Sonu Sood, he is the superhero of India, right?
Yeah.
We don't have many superheroes in India. I mean, who do we have? We have Rajinikanth playing Chitti.
He is none other than my creation, Chitti, the robot.
Speed 1 terahertz, memory 1 jetabyte.
We have Hrithik Roshan as Krish. We have Shah Rukh Khan as G1.
जब तक हमारे हार्ट हमारे सिस्टम से कनेक्टेड ना हो तुम और मैं मर नहीं सकते. मैटर्स ऑफ द हार्ट वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड.
एंड व्हाट्स लेफ्ट द रियल सुपरहीरो ऑफ बॉलीवुड राइट नाउ सोनू सूद विद दिस फ्लाइंग केप.
ही इज अनबिलीवेबल. ही इज लाइक अ सुपरहीरो.
So, and we also have Shaktiman. Put it in the mix.
Shaktiman. I don't know. I feel like Shaktiman's a little old. He could be the guy who kind of like
assembles them.
Yeah, the guy who assembles them. And then we have the Indian Marvel. I don't know if anyone's thought of this, but this could revolutionize everything. You've got all the spheres. You've got everything you need in that combination. And yeah, Sonu Sood is very fit too. Weren't you watching that video of him doing some kind of sideways pull-up?
Yeah. Oh my God. I just went on Instagram and he's doing some pull-up sideways. Unless he rotated the video.
Yeah. Yo, here's the thing. He weightlifts. He's fit. He's a vegetarian. He helps people out. He's a good actor. What more do we need, man?
Yeah.
This guy is so underrated. And it's like, abhi logon ko pata chal raha hai. But Amreen and I are glad ki at least pata chal raha hai. You know?
Yeah. Love the idea of the whole Indian Marvel. I think this could be directed by like a Rohit Shetty or maybe...
Oh, God. Like... You want it to be massy? Why can't we make it like a sci-fi, like, you know? Yeah, Christopher Nolan ka equivalent hai hamare paas koi.
crickets. Crickets, right? Cricket noise. Hirani. Or maybe Karan Johar. No, I'm kidding. Don't worry. Ladki badi anjaani hai. Oh, Bhansali.
Why not? Yo, Bhansali's gonna make it too dramatic. There's gonna be a love triangle. Everyone's gonna die. Okay, in this case, there's gonna be like a love like polygon, and then everyone's gonna die.
I know, exactly.
Like Chitti's in love with the same girl. Hrithik's in love with the same girl. G1's in love with the same girl.
And we're in a palace, right?
Set in a palace. It's a period film. With superheroes in a palace.
In a palace.
And the princess has to kill herself because she loves Shahid Kapoor. He's nowhere in the film.
गलती की हमने पर फिर तुम पर भरोसा करके.
Exactly. मैं तो शायद से प्यार करती हूँ. Okay, bye.
But Ashutosh Gowarikar, man, come on. I feel like he's given good stuff in the past. Lagan.
लेकिन कहीं तुम हार गया तो तुम हमको triple text. Yani, teen guna lagan dega. ठीक है? बोलो.
The one and
what's your Rashi? What about that?
Oh yeah, never mind. Never mind. I kind of blocked that out of my head. We should have like 3-4 directors doing this Indian Marvel. Because ek bande ka nahi hai kaam. I don't think one person can handle this. The stress, the pressure of Rajinikanth, Shah Rukh Khan, Hrithik Roshan, and Sonu Sood.
Explode. Our minds are gonna explode.
We need a director for each actor.
Yeah.
Amreen, 1 second. I just got some breaking news. This is coming in right now, live. Sonu Sood sells his property to fund his philanthropy. He says he's uncomfortable discussing it. Abhi aaya ye sab Sonu Sood property bech raha hai. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the topic.
Okay.
But Sonu Sood, he has a heart of gold. He's a good actor, good guy. We wish him all the best in the future. We hope he climbs even more higher in his career and wins awards and gets the appreciation that he deserves in Tamil films, Telugu films, and Hindi films, and maybe even Punjabi films.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? Why not? The world is his oyster now, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and with that.
So please let us know what you think about our podcast and if you agreed or disagreed of what we thought about Sonu Sood.
Yeah, like did you also feel that now he's got all this media attention? Did you also before his media attention think he was a good actor who didn't get his due? I mean, this guy deserves awards and he hasn't gotten any. This guy deserves fan pages upon fan pages and he has finally got it. So, you know, it's a very different case that we're discussing today because normally he has kind of gone through extraordinary circumstances and he's stepped up to the plate, which is why now he's getting that appreciation. We hope that he also gets this for his career. And if you also agree with us, please do let us know. Again, you can access us on Twitter and Instagram at Tilto Podcast, which is our handle on Twitter and Instagram. Please do tweet to us and Instagram, comment, like, and all of that. And
also, if you're stuck somewhere, please do tweet Sonu Sood, and he'll definitely help you out and get you back home.
You want a scholarship? Let him know. You need books? Let him know. If there's anyone that'll help you out, it's Sonu Sood.
Okay, on that note, this is Amreen.
This is Shweta. And you're listening to
Dil To Podcast. Yay!